You'll only be seeing me for 20 minutes, guys.
Oh my God, you mean the length this podcast should be?
Yeah.
God,
Absolutely.
God damn it,
Absolutely.
Jack. There was a Gavin is crap at sex joke just dangling right there for you, and you abandoned it to make fun of us.
It's not the only thing that's dangling right there when I'm crap at sex.
Yeah.
See? This guy gets
Soft
it.
dicks, folks.
I knew a guy actually who was he would finish sex really quickly, so he got really good at writing poetry and stuff. So he'd Man,
finish and
I've
he'd be
read your
like,
poetry. It's not that good.
and that's where the nine Buster rhymes came from. Oh, Busta Rhymes.
Yeah. Comedy's a race though, so points to Gavin
Yes, Gavin wins this round
Yeah.
and wins this round. Congratulations, you get a comedy.
Thank
Yeah.
you. Thank you all, folks.
The latest from RTE with Garran Noone and Gavin Carberry. It's good. And we're gonna swap Garran out with whoever RTE kind of placates the masses with. Because they do that every now and again. They'll be like, well, fine. If you don't like what we have to offer, let's get someone from the internet. And then they proceed to take everything that was likable about them from that thing and take it away from them. And then
Like,
goes,
would you like
see?
Garran Noone with no swearing? No, Yeah.
what we
No, I would not
do.
like that. What about
I'll see.
Michael Fry? But we have total creative control.
Yeah. Oh no, but please not that. It's like, well, I mean, you've been begging for it, and we have not been begging for that.
Not for this.
I mean, you all seem to like Dieran Gathery, but we've paired her with Dunica O'Callaghan.
Dieran Gathery was at her best early in the morning, right?
Yeah, famously.
Let's put her first thing in the morning.
That energy's bound to translate to that, isn't it? And so on, and wind it on, and wind it on. Have you seen any of the Michael Fry stuff on RTE?
No, I have not.
I think I may have seen a few like excerpts or clips on the gram, but I can never tell if it's his stuff or just like local comedians finally catching a paycheck off RTE. And some of it's good.
I don't think I probably think they're not cashing that much of a paycheck.
No,
No,
probably
not
not.
sorry,
Not a paycheck. Not a check.
not a check. Yeah,
Like a pay something.
a pay
Hmm.
something.
A
Well,
paycheckers.
if you're paid hourly, it's probably in the ballpark.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they don't dish out big checks, but they've got the guys who they're dishing those out to, and you just unfortunately aren't one of them,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what would you, what
Yet.
if we
But
don't pay, if we
if you
don't.
keep doing these small iPlayer projects for us for the next 20 years, maybe you too.
Jesus. That's the
Maybe
fucking.
if RTE is still in existence, you too could earn the big bucks that, let's say, a Ray D'Arcy qualifies for. Yes.
I also do think that like obviously like if a big entity comes at you with the deal, but you probably take it. It's just like, oh yeah, just practicing making stuff, anything in any context is such a skill. Like getting a rep in of getting a crew together and starting with a blank page and ending with a file with a video on it is like
Yeah. Yeah.
such a thing.
I agree with you on that, but I do I think now and probably for the last 10 years, it's like you're better off just doing that. Yourself.
Yeah, because it's the you don't the audience doesn't just come to you because you're on an established media like it used to, and but you still have all the constraints that they have. Like you have everything like that, and it's never been probably the peak time for just fucking doing something and have a take off has probably passed because the people with money have figured out that you can go on the internet and do things and that's the place to do it. But I don't know.
I think things are still picking up, and like still things are still like being kicked off and picking up ahead of steam. I think
Yeah.
that like every single day a new like YouTuber with like 100,000 subscribers is born and is doing something really creative. It's
Yeah,
like
true. True, true. And in fact, like, certainly what you'd never do now, like, absolutely, if so, and I mean, this is when we're talking like this would ever be an issue for us. Obviously, it never would, and we would have done the exact wrong thing anyway. We would have done
As
taken
is
all
our
these lessons,
want.
but as is our want, and we're entitled to do it. God damn it! Oh, it's actually the anniversary, like 7 or 8 year anniversary of that picture of you and me, Gavin, where I'm fingering the neck of a bottle like it's a butthole, and we just think it's the funniest thing in the world. Remember we
And I
went.
wonder why we never got big.
We went out after like 5 episodes and we were in the iTunes charts and we were celebrating. And we were like, this is great. We're going to be kings of the world on the back of this. But absolutely take money if a big entity is giving money to you. But it's no longer the case that, like, well, I'll take the lower offer because I'll get the eyeballs this way. Which I think
I
you
mean,
really could have been.
that's called the Netflix deal. That's the Netflix.
And it's been a fib on Netflix for quite a while. Like you don't, if you don't already have an audience, you're just going on Netflix, no one's gonna see it. You'll be seen by nobody. Like if you have an existing audience, it can be huge for you. But I don't think it's like and
Yeah, I
never
mean, like they're probably commissioning a ton of specials that like no one's seeing.
No, as one of the many reasons. Well, it's like they don't want you to know if it's doing well, and they don't want you to know if it's doing badly. It's one of the many reasons why Netflix don't release their numbers unless it suits them to do so, because like that way they can both tell the lie of, but you're getting so many more numbers, or they can go, no one really watched that one, so we don't want to pay you very much. I mean, I've run into all of these problems with all of my successful specials.
Of course, of course. But I wonder, is there something in the contract where you can get numbers? Like, I know they don't release them publicly, but like, surely in negotiations, like, you want to have perfect information if you're renewing something for a second season. So there's maybe a disclosure there.
I have no idea. I don't have an inside track, but I have heard very established names claim that they have no idea, and that Netflix won't tell them. I mean, when you see a somebody, I mean, they presumably if you keep getting renewed for new stuff,
You're
it
doing
must.
well.
You're doing something. God knows what Netflix want you to be doing. Perhaps you're just contributing to the global malaise, which makes people sit in front of Netflix more. I don't know.
And also, I think Netflix have a different barometer for success. We've definitely talked about this on the podcast before, but years ago. Have a different barometer for success than traditional broadcasters do. So whereas traditional broadcasters are advertising based and they just want as many eyeballs as possible on every single thing, there's a benefit to you having, a very niche comedian release a special once a year if it brings in, 5,000 people who are going to be subscribers for that year.
You could
Or
reliably get 5,000 out of it. Yeah, I could see why that would
It's
be the
why
case.
anime is so big on Netflix. It's why like there's a
Incest
ton of
porn.
Bollywood. There's a ton of like niches that like aren't mainstream, but like are bringing in or enough people or are sticky enough for enough people that it's worth it to Netflix.
I wonder how much you get because, yeah, those exist. And then there's also the phenomenon of just like bloat content, which I don't know how much of it they still do, but it used to be a big thing and it probably is on other platforms, which just like we want it to look like we've got 50,000 things and you're never even really supposed to click on this thing, but it's there. I wonder what the value of that is because like they're not free to make.
They're all pretty big. And like it's crazy when you see one coming to the cinema that you know is designed to be Netflix bloat. I'm looking at you, Marching Powder, Danny Dyer's new film.
I don't know, man. I think it might be fun.
No, fun, no doubt.
No.
Trash, no doubt.
But
Oh, you're
see, I think you
trash.
guys are thinking about it wrong. It's not like, is it like they will measure success. My guess, if I had to draw up the metrics for Netflix, it's like, are we making this stuff? It's like we have established some correlation between hours watched and retention. Therefore, we just need to get your hours up and then we will retain you. And there's some counter metric of like if you press the thumbs up or thumbs down button. But
Let
like if it's
me
trash,
retain you.
I can't like if we're talking about perfect Netflix content,
Yeah.
Robbie Williams Monkey Man film.
The Monkey Man film is the best, man.
Absolutely,
Perfect.
yeah.
Right, Rachel, I missed it in cinemas. I was away.
Oh. And
I just
also,
think,
it delights me that like the US just didn't see it and didn't care. Like,
yeah.
regardless of it being a good film, they're like, no matter how much you try, we're not going to care about Robbie Williams.
Yeah, we get it. He gave it a good go.
Yeah.
He's,
Sorry, Jack,
they
you were
did.
saying.
They did.
No, I think you're right. I just think like that's why like those why when Friends went on Netflix, it was such a roaring success because they were like, oh, people just need to watch anything. It's just
Yeah.
time. People are
Yeah.
actually people are giving us $14 a month to fill their
Yeah.
time. If you wanted stuff that's really good, you'd be paying for Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you'd be paying for Now TV. Like you're here because it's the thing that's on and you need to fill your evenings. It's proper television.
Yeah, Netflix learned the lesson that every shitty tourist bar in Thailand learned in 2006, which is just put on something they sort of know and they will watch it.
Yeah.
Oh well, okay, no, it's great. We've gone to Thailand for 6 weeks and kind of we've done, the four things I really wanted to do here. So I'm gonna spend most of the holiday sort of on a beanbag watching Friends, haven't I? You know. Kind of gap year could have kind of been a gap 2 weeks really and I would have been probably about as enlightened as I currently am. Yeah. Got a picture on the elephant.
got most of the yoga out of the way in about 8 or 9 days, to be honest.
Got a picture on the
Took
elephant.
drugs, don't care for them.
Yeah. Four of my mates in jail for life for drugs. And to be honest, not great. You
Not
know,
great.
so
Yeah,
but
I
this,
made a lot of what I thought were friends, but not really people I plan on seeing again.
yeah,
And the
oh yeah,
people I grew up with, I'll never see again. So I think I'm actually on a net loss on people.
one day of tubing, definitely four. You know what we need to do? Bring this back to London, do it on the Thames. You know what I'm saying? Second day of tubing, fucking sick of tubing, so gonna have to go and watch Family Guy in this pub, ain't I? The rest of the time. Certainly hope someone invents Netflix within the next 10 years. I'm gonna have a podcast too, and it's gonna be fucking massive, mate. It's gonna be fucking you, and you're not gonna understand why, but it's gonna be fucking mad. I've gotta go on Love Island and all.
Indistinguishable from a dozen other podcasts, and
Yeah.
mine will be fucking massive. All right, Chris
Sam.
Williams, sit down.
To guarantee you, everyone had someone else in their head there.
Yeah, I have
Yeah,
no idea who either of you are talking about.
there's no wrong answers.
There's no
It's
wrong
per
answers.
yeah, no, it's
Yeah.
perfectly fine. It's the final countdown. Countdown, I believe, to nuclear war, as it turns out.
Yeah. Yep. I just want a quick check around the room. We are all within military serving age in this country. Yep. Okay, great.
Yeah, I know a couple of military-aged males that are unvetted and recently moved to the country.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's what
Thank
that's
God
it.
they're here.
Thank God.
Thank God they're here. Because
What a
with the war
turnaround.
coming, we're going to fucking need them.
What a fucking turnaround if it was like, oh, I don't have to go if they. Oh, No, hold on, guys. Let's have a.
And just to be clear, they're willing to live in tents both when they're here and when they're at war.
Oh,
Okay.
they can bivouac in multiple places. I'm good to go here. You know what, guys? Let's see how this one plays out.
I'm
You know,
starting to think.
I was pretty patriotic, but now I'm thinking not so much with the patriotism and and it's really given a bad name to Patriot missiles,
Yeah.
which we're gonna fucking need, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Won't someone think of Raytheon or whatever the fucking weapons company is?
Raytheon. Raytheon.
Raytheon.
Oh yeah, Gav doesn't know who Raytheon are. I've seen your paychecks.
Fucking
Yeah.
clearly on the fucking
Covered in
yeah, we
blood.
all
We
get
get them. They sponsor the podcast, but ask
yeah.
not to be mentioned.
I why do you think we're still going with no listeners? This is we're gonna absolutely It's a fucking absolute psyop. And you're like, but Manus is always seems to come out against these sort of things, you know? He seems like a kind of conspiracy guy.
Yeah,
It's like,
our
yeah.
first trick was to discredit ourselves.
Fucking
Yeah,
controlled
duh.
opposition, bro. You know? You notice how I never mentioned any of the fucking real ones, you know?
Yeah, it's as if our non-existent listeners don't know how a fucking psyop works. Like, read a book. Or, better yet, don't.
Stop reading's fucking gay, man. And you don't want to be gay, do you? You're gay for reading that.
Yeah,
it'd be back in a second. There'd be fucking no more rainbows on Halliburton equipment. It'd be like, we figured out that calling people gay pretty much gets us what we want, so we're gonna bring that back.
We tried the carrot for a while there, but now we're gonna focus on the stick there, brother.
On the stick, brother, you know. That would be something for the quote unquote woke mind virus. If in fact we made everything so acceptable that like the plan to draft everyone into the military was foiled by just calling people gay not working anymore, because we're like, yeah, okay, that's not, I mean, I'm that, okay, fine, yeah.
yeah
that's not, I get there was a time when that worked, but...
Yeah, we're actually pretty chill with being gay now.
Shit.
What?
Shit, bollocks.
It's like when all those people who'd been together for ages, we're like, oh my god, marriage is legal, and they're like, oh, for me,
goody.
Oh,
just hoping that was just around the corner.
No, I mean,
I don't want that, hon. No,
it's no.
I guess we never really had to have the conversation. seems like you've kind of made a decision.
I just
that
kind
you
of
really want this.
I mean, I got it. It was. I wasn't 100% on being gay, but when I heard out you didn't have to get married, and I saw all the fucking I could do, kind of tilted the balance a little bit, and I'm gonna move somewhere where I don't have to do that with you. You're actually not great. I was planning on sort of this fizzling out, you know.
I was hoping the lack of marriage thing would cause you to leave me, you know?
And then I could still sort of be the good guy here, because society or something, I don't know. I gotta say, God, this fucking Leo Varadkar's got a lot to fucking answer for, I'll tell you that much. Meanwhile, he's prancing off across Europe getting fat consultancy fees to, as far as I can tell, attend festivals, because he's still young enough to do that.
Hey. Someone has to pay Leo Varadkar to be in the headspace part of Electric Picnic.
There is, I would fucking absolutely hate every part of being a politician. But boy, if you could be Taoiseach at 34 and retired at 38 from being Taoiseach.
Sweetest fucking plum. Like,
what a
there's a lot of judgment
deal.
That goes around about Leo Varadkar, but like, the man is smart.
Fuck
because
yeah.
He has figured out the best thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. Like the life of an ex-statesman when you're still young enough to fucking enjoy it, bro.
Yeah.
The sweetest cherry. The sweetest,
and that was two words, right?
Cherry.
When you're still young enough to fuck and enjoy
and
it.
And enjoy
bro.
It. Yeah. Dick still hard with no tablets. Well, you know. Although with all that Pfizer money you were taking, I'd imagine you could get as many tablets as you fucking want, Leo the Leak. Am I right? You and your friend Micheál Martin. That's right. Controlled Opposition has started its own podcast to tell you about the real virus, which is RTE.
RTE is the real virus.
Radio Telefiche Excrement, as I like to call it. This podcast comes straight from me hole's mouth to your ears. Sinn Féin? Dunno. Just figured saying that might be something.
I was like, no, nothing came for Sinn Féin, did it?
And I was there. I was not there to speak because nobody came for me either. Can't remember how that poem was supposed to go. It was, it didn't even rhyme. It wasn't much of a poem.
No, it wasn't. It was first they came for the trade unionists, and then everything was fucking fine after that.
Yeah, because those fucking parasites were finally taken care of. Gray skies are gonna clear up. Put on a happy face. I didn't think shooting anyone could be the solution, but they rounded up those fucking time wasters, and boy, was everything. Okay. I've been Michael O'Leary. This has been my autobiography. The next several pages are just pictures of me with Jackie Charlton. Which, to be honest with you, you all skipped to this part to get to anyway. That's why they're printed on glossy paper, so you just go straight to them in the middle of the book. We've all done it. We've all, you
absolutely,
are,
yeah. Oh, oh special, yeah. Special pages.
You do a one little, of two things.
A little treat to break up the reading.
Oh, yeah. Paul McGraw with Nelson Mandela? Fuck yeah. Can't wait to
fuck
get to that.
Yeah. Wow, Paul looked worse than Nelson in that one. That's, he is in a bad place. That's a fucking, and at the funeral as well. That's a fucking, you really would think at that point. I'll say this for Paul McGraw. He lived a hard life. He still looks class.
Yeah,
this is like a cool older guy. Like
he does, yeah. Like nothing, no better brand ambassador has there been than Paul McGraw for chef sauce. Like just Paul McGraw out there at a barbecue, just saying, "Buy some chef sauce."
Buy some
like,
chef sauce.
Fucking yes, Paul. Fucking yes.
He's like, I got a lot of credit in the bank still, don't I? Buy this. Be sound.
Yeah. Better than fucking Tony Cascarino hawking some like gambling company.
Jesus Christ, Tony.
At least have a bit of class, Tony. You know? Go down the Paul McGraw route. Fucking chef sauce.
Tony Cascarino can't go down the Paul McGraw route, unfortunately. He doesn't have that in him, you know? Because he, in order to sell a book, I think it turned out he was even lying about the lie. Do you remember when he came out in his book and was like, I wasn't even Irish. I wasn't
eligible.
I just played. It's like, that turns out to also be a lie. So he sort of burned all of his credibility.
Wait, what?
Famously, Tony Cascarino, after his career, came out and admitted he wasn't in any way eligible to play for Ireland, but he just lied and they believed him.
Okay. Which,
but then I also saw, I heard someone else say, like, yeah, that was bullshit. He clearly was. They did check and he was absolutely
in to play for Ireland. Yeah, you would have to check.
Yeah, the accent probably does trigger some sort of mechanism.
Yeah.
Here, where do you keep your toaster, mate? In the press, is it? Are you that make you a Protestant or something? And I don't know. I can't actually remember what the deal was with the toaster in the press, but I think it was a Protestant thing.
It's a Protestant thing. Yeah.
It was an internet thing for us. It was an internet thing for like a week. Honestly, yeah. Not the worst
thing. Made this joke in the perfect format. I think it's well trodden ground.
Yeah. Well, honestly, not the worst place.
But it's really caught on. Like I was in the States last week, and people were like, and one of the guys is like, "Oh, you're Irish, but where do you keep your toaster?"
It's nice. It's nice that we. Well, I fucking use the air fryer actually. Okay, forget about this one.
I'll just use that air fryer for fucking anything, man.
Well, actually, you know, I actually
don't have a toaster. I don't really like toast that much.
I don't eat a lot of toast either. Michelle eats toast. I don't eat a lot of toast.
I bought a toaster and I was like, you'll never need to toast more than two slices of bread at once. And let me tell you what, I'm a fucking idiot.
You need a toaster, you need four slices of bread.
Every single time you're like, well, I'll toast these two and then I'll toast the next two while the others are fucking cold.
Yeah, no.
What the hell? I end up toasting on the grill most of the time.
And yeah, you literally.
Remains out.
Of course it does. Take it.
I love the seven sacraments.
So fucking Catholic he is. He even took holy orders and extreme unctions. That was a fucking deep dig to get to fucking extreme unctions, my friend.
What is extreme unctions?
The last rites. That's the oils.
Sorry. The last rites makes sense. Extreme unctions?
Yeah, it was called the last rites up until Vatican III in the 1990s. So everything had to kind of be extreme, you know? They changed like all the oils for Pepsi Max and it's still pretty.
Included rollerblades in the priest festival.
Shit, those priests. I mean, I don't know. There was a lot of things coming out in the 90s, but those priests were fucking rad, bro.
Radical, yeah. Now that's some radical fundamentalism.
That's why it caught on in the 90s. No, I get it. I get it. It's a solid joke. It's the kind of joke you can't tell. Not because it's not not because it's taboo. It's just I don't know how to tell it. And I ran into that problem a lot. You know, where it's like, yeah, that's a premise. How do you make it work? No idea. Don't care to try.
Yeah, not worth the extra 20 minutes of effort it would take to think through this puzzle.
See all that stuff in there, Homer? That's why your robot never worked. I mean, it's as true today as it was any other day. Jack, you're back from your travels. You were away quite a bit. Any stories for us?
No.
Perfect. That's the
Nice.
perfect way to travel.
No.
That's fucking go, do
Too
your
busy
thing,
living,
tell
you
no one.
know, to come up with these stories.
Sorry, I don't bloody remember them, guys. I'd say probably is more like it,
Probably with all the
but yeah,
drinking
that'll
you
be you.
probably
Yeah, no,
did.
I
I've been
remember them
drinking.
probably.
Okay, no, two things. San Francisco is a nightmarish hellscape where you get out of your
Yes.
robot taxi, step over a dead body who's just overdosed on fentanyl, and go pay $30 for a cocktail.
Yeah.
And
Perfect.
everyone's like, well, this is a city.
Is it?
And I had a wonderful time in London where, having bought the cheapest available seats, standing at the back of the circle for musician Sturgill Simpson, the people who were scanning our tickets were like, there's a couple of seats empty if you just want to take those. Front and center was
Stunning.
available. And me and Ruby plonked our sweet tushies right there in row one and had a great time.
It's always a risk. It pays off more than it doesn't. But boy, when it doesn't, you end up with like really shitty tickets. Like,
But it was the only ones I could get. I would have
oh,
gotten like regulars,
but
but
like
that wasn't
so
an option.
someone will nearly always not turn up, and they really do want those front ones filled, you know.
It was the two of us, and then there was two empty seats either side of us.
Yeah.
Like those VIP sort of executive, those like corporate first three rows are always fucking empty.
They really are. You know, like that, like that move everyone up to the front thing works when you've got like a half house or more. Well, like we've all been at those comedy shows where someone's like, "Everybody sit up the front." Like, bro, there's seven people here. We can sit wherever. It's gonna look the way it's gonna look. Like, it's not.
No one's gonna be fooled, you
You're
know? But
fooling fucking no one by moving us all up to the front here. Actually, that comedian doesn't want to look us in the eyes. He took a little look at his pocketbook this morning and realized that seven tickets was more money than no tickets, so he didn't cancel his show, but he really wanted to. So nobody, frankly, I'll give him the money and we'll all just leave.
we'll all just get out of here. How is the Rickmeister, friend of the
Uncle
podcast? Didn't
Rickmeister.
see him. What? I thought you said Ricky.
Ruby.
Ruby, Ruby.
Ruby, Ruby, Ruby. I actually didn't see Ricky when I was over. He was busy all the times I wasn't. On purpose. Yeah,
Don't
it's because
blame him. We had a big falling out.
Yeah, fair.
He says tomato and I insist upon tomato. And I'm just not willing to agree to disagree on this one.
Fair. And nor are you to the
Fall.
rest of you.
Two boys had a falling out at a Fall Out Boy concert, which was the oddest thing about it.
Is that, are you trying to do Creed?
I'm basically, this is this not Creed? Is this what we're doing here? That's where we were going at. We talking about the band or the movie?
Talking about the band, the song.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
that story you just told really sounded like one of the verses in that.
Oh, that's not Creed. That's Crash Test Dummies.
Yeah, sorry, you're right.
Creed are like the religious band.
They're
They're the
religious.
religious one. Shit.
I mean, they're pretty rad though. Don't let the religious part fool you. They have tattoos.
Yeah. Most of them of Jesus, but
A lot of them. I was gonna ignore their religious message until I realized that they were fucking gnarly, bro.
yeah,
Them and POD really fooled me into loving God, you know.
yeah. Now
But POD,
there's a
at
fucking
least in heaven,
smile.
I can skate people.
No, that was OPM.
Okay.
What did OPM say?
Heaven is a half pipe.
Oh, and, fuck. That was lit.
And, yeah,
that
was and lit. Nothing else.
Yeah. If you had to have a one hit to be a wonder, like, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
It's not a bad. It did rather feel like a group of executives were like, skating's big. What about a band that sang about that, you know?
Yeah.
We need to give it some always sort of made cool me think, name.
Like, what about people who don't like skating? Like, you know, yeah. I've lived a good life. Time to go up and receive my just reward. Oh, it's all fucking skating.
You're approaching the pearly gates, and instead of organ music, it's fucking CKY. Yeah, bro, we're gonna totally shred.
Bam Margera is fully in charge. Book.
Get that out of here.
God damn it, Bam. I'm just trying to read my. Shut up, Phil.
You guys are crazy.
At least Vito in heaven. This is heaven.
Vito's not in heaven.
Oh, fuck no.
No. Not after all the things he did.
No, but didn't we figure out he was innocent and actually the molestation was just his signature hand gesture?
Oh, that was it.
Wasn't that his defense? You know, my famous hand gesture. My famous hand gesture.
Oh, everyone remembers old Honka Honka Vito, don't they?
Like, I watched a lot. I watch more Viva La Bam than I'm proud of. I guess he gesticulated a lot, but
I mean, the brother's Italian. What do you expect?
Ah, the Andrew Cuomo defense. What? I'm Italian.
Who I believe is pretending on running for mayor.
at this point, why not?
Yeah.
What could go wrong? It's tough. It's tough out there for an Italian man who's also insisting on inappropriately touching colleagues.
It is tough for that particular
individual. Yeah, not maybe as tough as it should be, because I don't think.
Yeah, if he's running again, I would say it should be tougher. Yeah,
yeah.
Because that's not to say it's not tough.
No, hey Mario, I get it, bro. it's a hard knock life for you. I know. It's like when someone who's rich, who's kind of could retire. Loses their job. It's like, I mean, you know, haven't they sort of been gifted something there? They didn't, you know, oh dear, now to live my wealthy life. What a shame.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, damn, I don't get the adulation anymore, but I will be spending quite a lot of time on my yacht in the Côte d'Azur, so fuck y'all, I guess.
I guess, fuck y'all.
All we have is our millions of dollars and legions of fans.
It's going to be a tough one. And then they all of them, you know, all the Cuomos, they all make like alcoholics and start making podcasts, telling you things that are fucking obvious.
That's every, what podcasts were for.
Yeah.
Time I listened to Serial, I was like, duh.
Yeah, it's, get it.
Cold case murders are complicated. Duh, I could have told you that.
I could have fucking told you that. It's not always black and white, you know?
Memory is fallible, obviously.
Americans are a bit racist, apparently.
One thing I've learned from my sobriety journey is that I'm in control of the first drink, but not the drinks after that. So I find it easiest not to have that first drink. Thanks, bro. Who the fuck didn't know that?
Yeah, you know the secret to not drinking?
Don't drink.
Don't start.
I mean, if a guy came into your house and was like, you know that big hole outside? It's full of mud and the sloped sides. And when you fall in, it's really hard to get out of. And you know, every time I fall into it, it's just a nightmare to get out. And you ever thought about just not going into it to begin with? Yeah, there's signs everywhere. We have a kind of a grade over it. You have to do a lot of work to go into that hole to be. I know, bro. Really, easiest thing just from now on for everyone would be if we just don't go down the hole, you know?
You have to pay money to get into that hole. You have to like hand over
Yeah,
dollars.
you have to go to a specific hole establishment and give someone money to get in the hole, to get in the watering
I know,
hole.
yeah. It's amazing that none of us learned. It's just a lesson that you have to learn with time.
Yeah. Having run the experiment several times, I've realized that the path to 10 fucking pints does usually start with one fucking pint.
Real wisdom you garnered there over the years, there, Steve. Credit for shit you're just supposed to do. You're supposed to go to jail, you low expectation having motherfucker. God damn, Chris Rock. You can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean his ex-wife would disagree, but
Hey,
Yeah, no, he could
hey,
do whatever he wants, but like
yeah.
that doesn't mean no consequences.
I mean, you also can do whatever you want once. Like, someone really pissing you off, you can kill him.
Once, once,
Yeah.
because then they'll be dead. Hard to do it again.
Hard to do it again, you'll get caught. You know? I mean, how hard is it to not get caught? Pretty hard, I think.
Man, is now that the lights have fully gone off in the room that you're in and you're talking about murder?
Yeah, not murder. Getting away with murder, not
I
murder. I'm not talking about murder. I'm talking about how you get away with the murder after you've done the murder. You know? So that no one knows that you did it and can do it again.
is it your patented hide in the dark defense?
People never fucking look in the dark, you know?
No, too
You
scared.
just,
Too
they're
scared of
fucking,
walking
and they're
by.
correct to be scared. I just killed a bunch of people.
There could be a murderer in here.
I'm out here in the dark. I killed a bunch of people. Don't go there. Don't check there. Not worth the candle, fellas. That's what I would say. I mean, I don't know why people don't listen to us about more stuff. They should. Yeah, they should.
Having listened to us for a long time.
Yeah,
Yep.
your life's gone pretty well.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And
Yeah.
yet it feels in spite of listening to myself and others. And
Yeah.
yet.
There's a
I think
little
I've had
bit
to
of
make
that.
a conscious choice to surround myself with so many other people to drown out whatever we as a group might come up with. There's something in the water here, guys. There's something.
Alcohol.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Imagine if the PayPal guys had done that. They'd be like, they'd never have invented PayPal and the world would be better. Oh, actually, now that I
Yeah.
think of it, now that I think
Yeah,
of
if only the weirdest freaks in all of tech hadn't gotten together, invented
it.
something that the world needed, and then decided that they knew everything.
Yeah. But rockets are cool.
Thank you. They're
Rockets are
pretty
cute.
key.
I'm pretty
They are
cute.
key.
They're pretty cute. What about if I was also basically president? Would that be cool? I mean, there people are gonna pretend it is, but it's
Yeah. You get
kind of
rich
the.
enough, people are gonna pretend everything you do is
But
cool.
I've got to
He could smear feces on his face on national television,
tell
and there'd
you,
still be some Elon Musk fanboys going, you know
pretty
what?
cute.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty
Wow.
cute.
You know?
Because I mean, it's probably just I'm just aged out of it, but it looks like the lamest shit in the world. Like to the untrained eye, which I admit I possess, when I see him poncing about in a sort of mid-aughts edgelords idea of what dressing cool looks like. Receiving awards shaped like, or perhaps in the form of chainsaws, and just generally being weird. I mean, that seems like the lamest shit in the world to me.
It's the lamest.
Just.
It is. It's the lamest shit in the world.
Couldn't you do something fucking deadly if you were that rich? I mean, I
Yeah,
would.
you could. And like, you know, it is. It's lame. They thought
Yeah.
of it and they did
Yeah.
it. And all steps in from A to B in that was lame. However, If it was done by someone who had like an ounce of charisma or like a lot of
True.
charisma,
True.
they could have pulled that shit off.
Yeah.
But it's also it's the fact that the taste is so lame and having the inability to pull it off. Like he could
Yeah.
do something really cool and still make it lame.
Yeah, if Robert Downey Jr. was doing it, it'd be
Yeah.
like he'd find a way. It'd be like, okay, I get it, I see what it is. Because really, if you're a billionaire, like most of the downsides of a lot of crap decisions aren't there. Like if I had $5 billion, which is a lot of dollars, but not as many as he has, and I decided to, for example, sit in the park all day drinking special brew, there is nothing wrong with that.
There's
Like,
nothing wrong
ain't
with that.
hurting nobody.
Ain't
Ain't
hurting
hurting
nobody but
nobody.
yourself.
Ish,
There's.
yeah.
Well, I'm not. It's look, I'm wealthy. I'm going to do it the classy way. It's probably my park,
Yeah.
And so that when I get really fighty and start telling people that this is my park, it's like I'm not even fucking committing the sin of lies.
You'll do like a Michael Jackson thing and hire people to be in your park who just kind of get it.
Yeah. Instead of like befriending famous children, which Michael Jackson seemed to want to do, I'll sort of have enough money to surround myself with the hosts of right-wing podcasts that will tell me I'm deadly while I drink in the park.
Yeah, Manus, I kind of think we need to get you $5 billion ASAP. It sounds like the best use of that money. There are billionaires out there who are not using their money the right way.
Gav, did you hear what he's gonna do with it? Let's just get him like $20 and tell him we got him 5 billion.
Hey Shapiro, haven't I deadly? Yes, you are deadly.
Manus is the only human who you could be like, why didn't I just tell him I did it?
I've got $5 billion. Nobody tell him. He's so happy. Hey Peterson, tell me I'm class. You're pretty cool. Thanks. You look a lot like the guy who I paid to pretend to be Ben Shapiro. Don't make me set Joe Rogan on you. It's only ever been one guy. Guys, just one guy here. What?
What a chameleon. What a chameleon, honestly.
Juilliard.
I mean, I get why you're just lying to me about having the money, but how did you convince him? I mean, he's pretty talented. Would have been
Yeah.
probably would have been easier to get the guys. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm running out of right wing podcasters to say I want to have in the park though. So I don't know who's the other
Alex
guy.
Jones.
Yeah, I don't
And
think you're gonna.
honestly, for $20, you could probably get Alex
I
Jones these
think
days.
I can, yeah, I don't. I think it's a lack of trying that I don't have me and AJ hanging out in the park. He has park energy.
He does, yeah.
He seems like he would get really good at one of the exercise equipment things that's in the park, like one
And it's not
specific one.
pull-ups. And it's
No, it's
not
not gonna
pull-ups.
be pull-ups. No.
Absolutely not.
Hey, Manus, I did a bunch of pull-downs. What? Yeah, I pulled down all that equipment by trying to do pull-ups on it. You shine on, you crazy diamond, Alex. This is exactly what I wanted from my park.
This is why I built this giant prison park.
I'm imagining this is not like Bushy Park or
No.
like Donovan, but like Jurassic Park. We're not asked. They asked themselves whether they could, but they never asked whether they should. So
Alex
Alex
Jones.
Jones and Jordan Peterson in a park.
Alex Jones drinking out of the water and being like, oh.
I gotta tell you, there's a problem in the Velocirogan encampment. Damn it, Jones. What do I pay you for?
Velocirogan.
Wandering around like a younger, handsomer Richard Attenborough. Y'all laughed at me. At me when I said I was gonna do this. Who's laughing? Okay, still you. You're still, it's still you guys. I haven't proved anyone wrong with this, have I? This is.
Yeah. Turns out that Velocirogan has moved to Texas. He got a deal from Spotify, so he's out of here, Manto. Have a girl.
Fetch me, fetch me his non-union Mexican equivalent, Jose Rogano. Oscar Schindler is bueno, Señor Burns is El Diablo. Great fucking joke.
Great.
Mike Rainey took his name off that episode.
Really?
A Star Is Burns, yeah.
Oh, because yeah, it was done by the creators of The Critic, wasn't it? Or
Yeah,
was it a collaboration?
it was a collab. Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, he at that time he thought that was a lame thing to do. And I agree that it like if it was shit, it would have been. But it was a really funny episode. So
It's so
like,
good. Yeah.
yeah. So I think he's since made his peace with it because like after the last 25 seasons, how could you not have?
Yeah.
Imagine fucking taking your name off that when like just like oh my God, the Simpsons are going to Dave Chappelle's house.
Yeah.
Oh, what? There'll be lots of humor there. There won't, though. There won't.
There will not. Did anybody write any jokes? Nope. So we're just gonna chat, are we?
Yeah, they're just going to encounter these celebrities and then sort of move on. Right enough. That's why your robot never worked. So now we have something to aim for, lads, with the next 487 episodes of this podcast. We got to make enough money so that I can spend all day drinking special brew in the park.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not as
Manus,
much money as you might think, but we'll be
I'm gonna sponsor the next episode personally.
fair.
I think we can get you a good 18 months.
Man, if I live that long, it might cost you quite a bit, actually. That's you gotta sort of pay for quite the fucking like he's got his fifth liver. I'm not sure how we can keep justifying this. I mean
Yeah. I thought
the
the old
initial
best rule, we cut him off after two livers.
I don't know. He got one of those he got one of those fucking Costa Coffee loyalty cards and jiggled with it a bit. So now he's got a bunch of livers. I don't fucking know. You can't leave a guy alone in the park with that much booze and just really think he's not going to come up with some shit to get some extra livers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got nothing else to think about.
And no one else to talk to except Alex Jones.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I'm finished for this
I'm
week.
done. Yeah.
I've ejaculated all the words that were going to come out of me for this week.
And I've realized how hungry I am, and I'm like, God, yeah, that is an hour. And then I can eat. So
Fucking eat, man.
I guess there's only.
It's only one thing to choose
Yeah.
to
There
the
is.
next fucking few weeks as the weather
Yeah.
starts to warm up, you know.
Oh,
Yeah, and
yeah.
all we talk about is the John Cena heel turn. Guys, I can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, I know people were waiting for us to talk about that, but we will, and we will.
No,
We'll get to it.
we'll
We got to
get
dangle
there.
it.
We'll
We got
get
to
there.
dangle
No one
it.
wants to talk about it more than me. Trust me.
When Gavin has been itching to talk, well, and just itching, frankly.
And just
I
itching.
mean,
Gotta get that.
now we get that
Gorgeous.
season. All right,
Fellas,
gentlemen, that's
to
been fun.
itching.
Too
Flint.
itching. Too
To
itching.
itching. Manto,
Yeah.
is late tomorrow for writing an option for you? Like n after 9, the guys want to go training.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
Okay.
I could probably swing that, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna.
we'll talk tomorrow, but I don't think I have any reason why I can't do
Okay, rock and fucking roll. Gav, you're not invited.
Nice, wouldn't want
that.
to be. All
Perfect.
right, see you, fellas.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
And cut! Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.